Should you just give your name? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It happened last January on one of the skyways that connects the buildings in downtown St. Paul, Minnesota. Chris Lally, who is black, was in a lounge area outside the First National Bank building waiting for his kids when a security guard said that he was in a private area and asked him to leave. Lally said there was no sign saying private and refused. So the guard called the cops, and Lally turned on his cell phone camera.
That's a public area.
The problem was
The problem is I'm black. That's the problem.
Then backup shows up, and he ends up getting tased and arrested in front of his kids.
That's my kids right there. My kids are right there.
Yeah, put your hands behind your back. Put your hands behind your back.
Don't choke me. I have asthma, sir.
The trespassing charges were eventually dropped, and when the police returned his phone, he posted the video. That was Friday. It has since collected close to 1.1 million views and over 4,000 comments, ranging from sue the racist cop to just give your bleeping name next time. I'm not black, but one time I was standing on a sidewalk outside my apartment waiting for a ride when a cop comes up, says there's been a complaint about a suspicious person, and asked me for ID. I was annoyed, but I gave it to him and he went on his way. I figured it was my scruffy-looking beard, which I now keep trimmed. And in my 62 years, that has happened to me exactly once. I understand that for some people it happens slightly more often, which might affect the way they react. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.